gentlemen, this is Basil Rathbone inviting you to join me beyond the green door. Today we shall follow Henry Dill on the road to adventure, a road which sometimes leads beyond the green door. In August of 1927, Henry Dill set out on a world cruise. He was a romantic young man, and he hoped to find adventure in the mysterious ports of the world. But the adventures never came. Tangier was dull, Algiers was stuffy, and Malaga was a fraud. Dill found this very disappointing, and when his ship docked in Oran, he went ashore and got thoroughly drunk. He awoke in a strange hotel room with a monumental hangover. When he lifted his head, he saw a French officer sitting beside him.
What's the matter? Dill asked. Did I do something wrong?
Wrong, the officer said. No, you did nothing wrong, my friend. Don't you remember me? We drank together last night.
Oh, yeah, of course, Dill said, though he could remember hardly anything.
Ah, what a night that was, the French officer said. We sang many songs and we pledged our friendship in a dozen bottles of wine, huh? We talked and you told me of your great longing for adventure.
It must have sounded very silly, Dill said.
Not at all, my friend, the officer assured him. A man needs danger and risk. In the past, you have only seen the dull, civilized places. But all that is changed now. For now, my friend, I personally will send you to adventure.
Oh, that's great, Dill said cautiously. Huh? Well, what sort of adventure?
You will leave Oran, the officer said, and go to Sidi Bel Abbès, where the true Sahara begins. Then you will proceed southward into the desert. Your way leads across mountains of black rock, razor-edged and hot as lava. One of 1,000 Tuareg warriors may lie in ambush as you descend once more to the waterless desert. Finally, with luck, you will reach your destination at Fort Charlet.
Sounds dangerous, Dill said, trying to make it seem a joke.
Dangerous, but of course, the officer replied. Not one man in 10 survives the trip to Fort Charlet. But that is what makes it so glorious. That is adventure, the real thing, and not the fraudulent wonders you were promised on your cruise.
Even though the officer's speech was rather melodramatic, Henry Dill was impressed. For a moment, he seriously considered going on the perilous journey. But then his common sense prevailed. It was one thing to dream of adventure, but it was something else entirely to let a madman send him off on a suicidal trip.
I'm sorry, Dill said. I have to rejoin my ship. You see,
Dill stopped. For his door had opened and 2 armed soldiers had entered. The officer said sadly,
I had hoped to spare you this unpleasantness, but I regret to say that you must go. There is no way out. I told you that last night when I spoke of the hardships and the dangers. I even begged you to think it over for a few days. But you insisted.
What are you talking about, Dill asked. What did I insist on?
My poor friend, the officer said. You insisted right there and then on joining the French Foreign Legion. And now there is no way out. These men are your escort. They will accompany you on the journey to Fort Charlet.